Hey guys, I really enjoyed reading all of your responses to the discussion forum prompt this week. Keep in mind that on your midterm exam, which will be available from October 7th to October 12th, you are going to be shown works of art and asked to write about them. And one of the midterm short answer questions is the very one you worked on this week concerning balance. Most of you guys did a wonderful job addressing the question. There were a few things that I saw frequently, so I thought I would address them quickly in this short podcast. One thing to keep in mind is that just because a work of art is asymmetrical, in other words, that things are not the same on both sides, that does not mean that it cannot still be balanced. Asymmetrical balance is created when elements on one side of the composition counterbalance or create equilibrium with other elements on the other side of the composition. If you want to argue that a composition is imbalanced, you have to explain what part of the painting or what part of the work of art dominates or overwhelms the rest of the composition. So don't make the mistake of assuming that because a composition is asymmetrical, it is therefore imbalanced. When you write about asymmetrical balance, be sure also to point out how there is equilibrium created in the composition. Try to think about why certain elements have visual weight. And for our purposes, visual weight means that it draws your visual attention. Elements which take up a lot of the compositional space often draw visual attention. Things that are near the center of the composition draw visual attention. Areas of high contrast or intense saturated colors draw visual attention. So think about how the elements are used to offset one another, and really specifically explain what qualities of those elements makes them offsetting. On the exam, take your time and be sure to fully explain your reasoning, and I am certain that you are going to do great.